Was it later you went off to Scotland or England, Danny?
It was later I went off to Scotland, so you couldn't. The war was going. No, I'm wrong. I was in Scotland before I went to work in Letterkenny. I'm wrong now, there.
Well, tell me
But,
about Scotland anyway, when you went first.
well, I wanted to go I wanted to go as an apprentice builder, and I couldn't because there was no building. There was nothing been built during the war. The bricklayers were all in the army. And after the war, then, that's the time my brother that went to Australia, that's the time he got onto it. And he just went in as a bricklayer. He didn't do any apprenticeship. He went in as a bricklayer. And he was lucky. He met a Donegal foreman and he carried him along. But the Donegal foreman learned it all about brick over there too. He had no
He didn't know anything.
building experience, but he learned it. He was a schoolmaster's son. He was way up from, he'd be way up Frost's country, way up there, He was very intelligent. He went through secondary school and all, but he didn't come out a teacher. So we went away to Scotland, and suppose he saw his way to get in on this. He could do books and all that. He could look after all that, and he would be good on measurements and all that. So he got into the brickwork. And anyway, the bricklayers there, the English bricklayers would have carried him along, or the Scotch bricklayers, they would have carried him on anyway.
I know. But you went over to Scotland on a farming scheme or some
I
kind?
went over to Scotland. Was the only way you could get over. And I might have known before. My father told me, he says, the money won't be great over there. But he says, it'd be interesting for you to go, he says, if you want to go. Well, he wouldn't keep you from going, let you find it out for yourself. But I went over anyway, and I found that there were ones I'd been talking to people, I'd been talking to young men and married men that had been overworking on farms, maybe for a couple of years before that. But they were coming home every 6 months, and then they went back again. But they were staying in, some of them were staying in hostels, and some of them were staying in what they call bothies. That would be an old byre fixed up
On the farm,
on the
just like,
farm, And I thought that's where I would have been staying, but when I arrived there, there were none of that. I had to get a room for myself.
Where did you go, Danny?
I went away up to Morayshire. I'll never forget that long train journey from Glasgow up. I'll tell you how much I knew about. I thought it was like going on a bus. I thought you got your ticket on the train. And I saw these people on the train with their tickets, and I said, "Do you not get the ticket on the train?" "Oh no," this woman said to me, "you go into the office there and you get your ticket." So I jumped up and into the office, and I got my ticket, And ever after that, I knew I was going on a train to get my ticket before I got on.
How far north would you go up as far as Edinburgh, or?
Oh, it was north of Edinburgh. It was way, oh, it was twice as far away as Edinburgh.
Gee, you were
It
very
was
good.
about 240 miles.
Right. My God.
And that wasn't the end of it up there. There were Rossshire then was way, it would have been more northerly, And Aberdeenshire would have been to the east of that, and it was a fishing place and stone quarries. They have all kinds of granite in Aberdeen. They have red granite, they have yellow granite, they have grey granite, And boy, they're good stonemasons, some of them.
But Danny, you had to find your own accommodation?
Yes. Mm.
Far from your farm? Or?
Oh, it would have been at least 4 mile, 4.5 mile, I would say.
But you got a good enough place?
Yeah, well, I had to feed myself, like, you know. But she was an old woman. She said she wasn't doing meals, like, you know. Her daughter brought her in her dinner and that, like, you know. So she gave me a few old pots and pans, like, you know, and I started to brush up for myself, and that was the way it was, like, you know.
And how was the farm to work on, Danny?
The farm was bad. They were all Scotch. And some of them had been, the old boy was a foreman on it. He had been demobbed from the army because he was invalided, like, you know. But he would lead the way, like, he was always in front, like, you know.
He was the boss.
He was the boss man. And he hated Irish people. He just hated them with a passion. And you're over here now. You weren't over here when the fighting was to be done. No, I says, no, no way. I says, you were probably fighting over in Ireland when they were fighting there. You'd be known as a black and tan. You know, you didn't like that.
No, you stood your ground anyway, didn't
you? Oh, I stood my ground. Yeah. Oh, aye. Oh, yes. So I challenged them to fight different times.
Good man.
Hmm. Oh, he was a bad old weed, like, you know.
So he gave you a bad time on the farm, Danny?
He tried to give me a bad time, but it didn't last. I fired the hoe at him one day, and that was it. I took off across the field. big field, about 14 acres or something in it, like, you know. It all turnips. Oh, it was a big farm. There were about 500 acres in it. Like.
Was he giving out to you, or when you?
Yeah, of course he was. Sure. That was the morning I told you, like, that I got a puncture on the old bicycle. And then I went on and said to myself, I'll rum it now. I had no notion of staying on the farm anyway. So I went on about another half mile, like, in the front wheel. I got a puncture in the front wheel. And there was this big thorn hedge along the road, like, you know, and I caught the bicycle and I dropped it in over the hedge.
That was the end of your bike?
That was the end of my bike. And I went on anyway, and oh, he opened up me for being late, like, you know, and told him what happened. You try to tell me anything, he says, you know. I says, I'm telling you the truth. I don't give an F whether you believe it or not. I says, I'm not a bit worried about you. You might have been in the war, but that doesn't make you anything of a better man, you know. And the day I told him, when Jesse was angry, the day I told him, like, I said, the German that shot you in the leg, it's in the head he should have shot you.
He had a poor shot.
I said, he wasn't a well-trained soldier, that, like. Oh, he was mad. Oh, he was.
So you fired the hoe at him, Danny?
I fired the hoe at him, and away I went. And then, into the office, and I told the woman in the office that I had to go to Glasgow, like, that her sister very ill in Glasgow, like, you know, and I have to go.
You made up stories?
I made up stories, and I says, whatever money's lying, I'll need it, like, you know. So I got the money anyway. There were no books or nothing, like, you know. There were no stamp for you or nothing, you know. You had nothing to look forward to, only old turnips and hay and every day, like, you know. And I wasn't happy with it at all. But I came in then, I told you about getting on a bus, like, you know. And I travelled 80 mile on the bus. I came off in this wee town they called Forres. It would have been closer to Inverness, like, you know.
Was that your plan, just to come off it, or did you just decide on it?
I just decided, like, you know. I just decided.
Spur of the moment.
I was thinking about it, like, on the way, you know. but you couldn't discuss your problems with people on the bus. They were all Scotch. You couldn't trust them. Scotch people couldn't be trusted anyway, like, you know, as far as Irish people were concerned. But anyway, I came off there and I went into a cafe. I walked down the street a bit, I got a cafe and I went in there and I fell in with an Irish man there. He was from Inishowen down. And he told me, I told him, I says, I'm just after coming over, like, you know. He says, well, you're not assigned to go to the farm, like. I said, yes, I was. But I said, I don't want to go. I didn't tell him the farm I was on or anything. But I said, I don't want to go. I said, I'm going to volunteer on my own. Like, you know. He says, you'll get jail. You'll be left to the decision. You'll get a month in jail. Maybe 3 months, he says. Well, I said, that's a chance I'll have to take. But anyway, I went out to this market gardener. I got the job. But then I had no digs. I spent the rest of that day looking for digs, like, you know, in a wee town. When they opened the door, like, and you're a stranger to them, you know. And they would shake their head. They'd say, no, we don't keep lodgers, like, you know. But I was told to go to this Polish woman, like, you know. And she took me in, all right. And I went out the next day, like, to work. And then the day after that, like, I slept in. The landlady didn't wake me up. And I told you about when she came down with the porridge, like. And these two Poles, they were sitting at the table. And she said to me, she says, you like porridge? I said, I love porridge. So she let give me a plate, a bowl, a big bowl of porridge, like, and I lifted the jug and put plenty of milk on it. It was good, real good, like, you know. And then she said, these two men don't like porridge. And she said to this fella, why don't you like porridge? Oh, ma'am, he says, me not like porridge. Porridge, very good for pig, he says, but not good for man. It was the best of porridge.
Of course.
Sure.
She would have been insulted.
She would have been insulted.
He would get no more porridge.
No. But they were what you call DPs. They were displaced persons. And she was also a displaced person. However, she came to be over there. But her mother, I think, her mother came over there before the war or something, like, you know. But she didn't come over. She came over when the war was on.
Prisoners of war.
She was a prisoner of war for a while.
Yeah.
She told me all about
and
it.
And so, like, were the men.
Yes. Yeah. The men. These two men, they were prisoners of war as well. They still had the garb on them, like, you know, at the prisoners of war. And they were going to work on farms, like, yeah, every day, you know. But they were better than in the prison, like.
Of course.
Yes.
But you were doing all right now, Danny.
Well, that finished me with the market gardener. I went up to Limerick the following evening, like, you know. I told you about getting a job with this plumber. So I was told to go up to where they were building a big double garage. So I went up there, and he was from Edinburgh, and I got a job there with him as a plumber's mate, like, you know. That would be like a plumber's labourer.
Labourer, yeah.
It was all big iron pipes, like, yeah, you know. So once in a week I was cutting the pipes and I was threading them and all for him, like, you know. And in a month's time, like, I was doing some pipe fitting. And he would be doing nothing then, like, only arranging material and all that, like, and whatever bit of bookkeeping was to be done, he was doing that as well. But he was a very good man. And he went away to Edinburgh then, and he told me, he says, I'll need you down there in a fortnight, he says. So he told me the way that I would get down, like, to get the train, like, you know, and to go to Edinburgh, and I'd done that, and I had his address to go to, and I stayed with him, like, you know, while I was there. But work was opening up then.
Yeah.
Like, construction work was opening up.
After the war and...
After the war. Yeah. Like, yeah. That was the end of the war, yeah. Like, you know. But the thing with the farmers, like, anyone leaving here and going over, it was still valid on their passport that they had to go to agricultural work.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
The workers were needed on the farms.
The workers were needed on the farms, yes.
Do you remember air raids then?
Eh?
Do you remember the air raids, Danny, like, during the war?
There was no air raid much in my time. Because, you see, after the landing in Normandy, I didn't know this then, but I read it all afterwards. After the landing in Normandy, like, you know, they pushed on for Berlin then. And the Americans, they were... The Panzer Division, like, they were coming up. They were cornered in Italy at one time, like, by the German troops. But the British parachuted a lot of people in and got them relieved, like, you know. And they were all heading for Berlin. And that was the time that they found the concentration camps and all, like, you know. When they got closer to Berlin, like Auschwitz and the other ones.